Hi, I'm Larry Gifford. I have Parkinson's disease. This is When Life Gives You Parkinson's. Not another episode, but just a sort of a note from me saying, hi, I miss you. I'm sure you're going, hey, Larry, where have you been? What's going on? What's going on is the neuropathy's back in my feet, and I'm trying to figure out my medication. And as I sort through that and work with the PD Avengers and work with the World Parkinson Congress and work on my full-time job, I have to let some things go to the wayside. And in this case, I didn't have enough time for everything. So I said, well, you know what? My podcast peeps, they'll understand. They get it. So we skipped a few weeks, and here I am with two episodes yet to produce in season three. And I thought, you know what would be great? Instead of just cranking them out and just getting it over with, why don't I take my time, and over the summer, we will be releasing two brand new episodes, one on DBS and one on toxic chemicals that are fascinating, interesting, lots of different voices, lots of storytelling. Lots of things that'll surprise you, and you may cry, you may laugh, you may be PO'd, good. And those will be sort of our little end of season three surprises for you coming up later this summer. And then in the fall, we usually launch the next season in September. We're gonna delay that. We'll have some content for you. We're working on some ideas. From other sources that will play for you. So hopefully you won't miss us too much. But we will return with season four of When Life Gives You Parkinson's sometime in 2022. And then the World Parkinson Congress is now delayed 1 year and will be held in July of 2023. Still in Barcelona. So July 4th through 7th. In Barcelona, Spain, July 2023. Okay, so you got to remember that. So it's www.wpc2023.org. And I want to just thank all of our sponsors this year, the great people at Parkinson Canada, the Michael J. Fox Foundation, Spotlight YOPD, the WPC. Everybody's been fantastic, and I really appreciate all the support. And I can say, with these last two episodes of season three, we will surpass 300,000 downloads of When Life Gives You Parkinson's all time. And that is a real testament to you and to your ability to spread the word about this, to tell your friends, to go online and to rate it and comment about it. And those personal endorsements where you go, have you heard this podcast? Those mean so much. And we appreciate all the kind notes that we've received over the course of the last year and really love just meeting new people through the podcast. So thanks for all that you do. We couldn't do this without you. And we look forward to producing more of these in the future. But again, that we do have priorities we need to focus on. And Larry needs to make sure he's healthy and safe, strong for himself and the family. And I just talked about myself in the third person, but when you're as famous as I am, that's what you got to do. Yes. I'll still be working on improv for Parkinson's, the PD Avengers, which is now a nonprofit organization in Canada, a society called the Global Alliance for Ending Parkinson's Disease Association. And we are busy trying to get that up and off the ground. It's celebrating 1 year in July. So lots going on. I hope you're safe and happy and that the COVID is coming to an end. I know there's that variant Delta. Boy, variant Delta seems like she's out for business, but take care of yourself. On behalf of Rebecca, myself, and the whole Curious Cast team, thanks for continuing to support When Life Gives You Parkinson's. Keep exercising. Keep listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.